The following program contains scenes of sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised. Near FM presents Blind Date, written and directed by Colette Cullen. I'd done most things, but never been on a blind date before. Refused point blank when Helen suggested it first. Asked me what I had to lose. My dignity, I said. But Helen knew how to get round me. Knows me too well. Dared me. Never could resist a dare. Was kind of interested, to be honest. Fancied a change. Been hanging around with the same crowd in the same places for too long. Thought I'd give it a try. Don't have any difficulty getting guys. Been out with a fair share, but was getting fed up with the same old, you know? One night stands and a couple that last a bit longer, but never anything serious. Never anything even coming close to Helen and Dave. Been going out with each other since like forever. Used to think it was boring, same guy all the time, but lately was beginning to think it might be nice to know someone that well and still fancy them. Kind of comforting. That's what Helen says. But what would she know? Dave's been her only serious boyfriend that I know of. And like I said, we go way back. Me? I was always interested in the next best thing. Thought that could be Carl, Dave's friend. My blind date? Thought maybe he'd be like Dave, you know? Nice, caring, but still good fun. That's according to Helen. No reason to disbelieve her.
Didn't know whether to be flattered or insulted when Dave said Helen wanted me to go out on a date with her friend. Flattered because I knew Helen liked me. Maybe this was her way of checking me out. Don't get me wrong, Dave's a sound bloke, but it must get a bit boring. Must run out of things to say to each other after all that time. I run out of things to say on a first date, which is where the jokes come in. Like to make them laugh. Always helps me through those awkward moments. And a couple of drinks, of course. Wanted to check her out beforehand, but Dave wouldn't tell me her name. Had a quick look at Helen's Facebook friends. Most of them looked tasty enough. Hoped Dave didn't think I was desperate and couldn't pull on my own just because I haven't had a steady girlfriend. And Helen wasn't trying to pawn me off one of our dog friends. But Dave said he'd met her and she was a looker. It was just Helen being a matchmaker. Wanted everyone to be as happy as them. I know, doesn't sound like a bloke, but that's what he said. Been too long under Helen's thumb, even beginning to sound like a bird. Decided, what the hell? What had I got to lose? Hey, every bird looks good in the dark.
Liked what I saw the minute I clapped eyes on Carl. Helen mentioned he was good looking, but not gorgeous. Don't get me wrong, looks aren't everything. Been out with plenty of gorgeous guys before. But in my experience, looks and personality rarely go hand in hand. Give me personality any day. When it's attached to a good bump, well, impossible to resist. Carl had both in spades. He was very attentive from the get-go. Like that in a guy. Makes you feel special. Respected. Old-fashioned, I know. But matters are important to me. He was so funny. Had us splitting our sides all night. I can't remember when I laughed so much. Generous too. Always first to the bar. Wouldn't let me put my hand in my pocket. I have a good job and I don't mind paying my way. Why should a guy earn the same, have to fork out for everything? Carl wouldn't hear of it. Like to show a girl a good time, he said. Had to insist he stopped buying Helen and me doubles. Dave told him to quit with the chasers too. Carl joked, it was like being out with a bunch of pioneers. Cracked us all up. It was a really great night. Nobody wanted it to end. Helen even agreed to go to the nightclub with us. Dave said Carl knew what he was doing, The doubles were beginning to work. Even Dave sounded funnier around Carl. Could see why Helen wanted us all to go out together. Had a really good feeling about Carl. That wasn't just the vodka.
For once, Dave hadn't exaggerated. Sophie was a looker, with all the right bits in all the right places. Could tell she liked me straight off, and wasn't afraid to show it. Liked her too, a lot. Not only because she laughed at all my jokes. That helped. Always a good sign. On a winner when that happens. She was generous, prepared to pay her way, but not a bra burner either. Not that I couldn't wait to see what was under that bra. Enjoyed being treated like a bird. Not trying to be in control all the time. Hate that. A right turn off. Let me buy the drinks, gave me the floor, paid attention to me, that sort of thing. Smart too, but didn't show it off. Liked that on a bird. Knew her place. Let me feel like a bloke. Not trying to compete. Have enough of that with blokes. Don't want it in a bird. Helen's a bit too much like that for my liking. Maybe that's why we never got it together. Dave doesn't seem to mind. Bit of a sap him, like I said. No, Sophie was the real deal. We were having a great time and I just knew it was going to get better. No need to rush though. Go to the nightclub, like we said. Hope Helen and Dave would piss off home soon and let the night take its natural course. Hadn't felt this good in ages. Had a really great feeling about Sophie, but like I said, I was in no rush. Wanted to enjoy every minute of it.
Carl said he'd get the drinks while we got a table when we got to the nightclub. Dave protested it was his round. Carl said he was doing most of the drinking, so he should get most of the rounds. Asked what I thought. Said he was the boss. He liked that. Was even funnier on the dance floor. His moonwalk was class. The rest of the dancers just stood and watched. I was impressed. Had a bit of a smooch on the dance floor. Nice. Good kisser. When his hands drifted downwards, I moved them back up. Helen asked what I thought when we went to the loo. Said he was a bit fresh, but I liked him. Helen said she knew he'd get on. Told her I didn't want it to be just like a one-night stand. Asked if she was hearing right. Didn't want him thinking I was easy. Said maybe Carl was right about me joining the Pioneers. Thought maybe Carl could be the one. Didn't want to be a good time girl all my life. Admit something more meaningful would be nice. Helen said to hurry back before his fairy godmother sent him home. Think Carl even made Helen sound funny. Great girl, Helen. Best friends since junior infants. But funny? Not a strong point. Could see Carl found her a bit hard going some of the time. Helen asked if I minded her and Dave making tracks. Long past their bedtime. And that wasn't a joke. See what I mean about Helen? Said no. Don't mind. Could look after myself. Hugged me and said she was glad it was working out. Dave was right, the doubles were having an effect on her. Hadn't done that since leaving cert results night. That's only because she passed honours maths, which she thought she failed.
Was delighted when Sophie and Helen came back from the Jacks. Helen announced she and Dave were leaving. Poor Dave was just about to get another round in. Didn't even get to have a say. Asked Sophie if she wanted to go with him, just for show. They'd obviously worked it all out in the Jacks. Why do birds do that? Pretended like they haven't discussed it all before. Must think us blokes are thick. So Sophie played her part, looked at me. I said the night was still young. And that was it. On my own with beautiful Sophie at last. I tried it on a little on the dance floor, a bit of tit and bum action, but she wasn't having any of it. Probably wanted to look good in front of Helen. Birds are like that. Blokes, the total opposite. Do it on the dance floor in front of everyone if they found someone willing. Didn't think Sophie was like that. Wanted something more private. Reckoned we'd have a few more drinks and then back to mine. Like I said, I was in no hurry and things were going even better than expected.
After Helen and Dave left, Carl suggested going back to his. Like I said, I didn't want him thinking I was easy. Found him attractive and was looking forward to hitting the sack in due course, but not on the first date. Maybe have a bit of a snug. He was a good kisser, but that was all. Saved myself for next time. Was a nice feeling thinking I definitely wanted it to be a next time. Must have known what was going through my mind, because he got serious for the first time that evening. Promised not to mess me about. Said it was just for a coffee so we could have a chat and get to know each other. Was even cuter serious. Like exchanging second names, I said. Even I'm beginning to sound funnier around Carl. Broke into one of his beautiful smiles again. Fancied him even more if that was possible. finished our drinks and got ready to leave. Live on separate sides of town, but said that didn't matter. That's what taxis were for. He'd call me one from his. I was kind of curious about where he lived, what kind of place he had. Can tell a lot about someone from how they live.
Snogged all the way home. Fuck's sake, we were both so well up for it. The journey back never lasted so long.
He was a bit too fresh in the taxi. His hands were all over the place. I was beginning to rethink going back to his. He was a bit tanked, so I didn't see us having much of a deep and meaningful. No, I'd make sure he got home okay. Then I'd continue on to mine.
She was so keen. Grabbed the key while I paid the taxi, let the two of us in.
Things didn't go quite according to plan. He couldn't get the key in the door, so I opened it for him. Then he paid the taxi before I could get back in.
As soon as we got inside, we were all over each other. Why do birds wear such awkward clothes? All those fiddly buttons. And don't get me started on bras. What mad bastard invented those contraptions?
He barely got the door shut when he made a grab for me. He was a bit rough. I tried to get him to slow down, to stop. I reminded him about what he said in the nightclub. You know, that we'd have a coffee and a chat and get to know each other. He just kept saying I wanted it as much as him. I told him that I didn't. That I wanted to go home.
Eventually got her dress off. Hiked up her bra. Nice move. Have perfected that one. Tits felt as good as they looked. Maybe even better. Yeah, I was right. This was going to be good.
I couldn't believe it when he ripped off my dress. Then he yanked up my bra over my breasts. He started pulling and twisting them. I told him to stop. I was getting worried. I'd overeager guys before, but nothing like this. I tried, but I couldn't break free of him.
Started bleating on about slowing down or something. Not wanting to do it in the hall. Was beginning to annoy me. Talk about ruining a moment. Carried her into the bedroom. Never exercised such self-restraint before.
I pleaded with him to stop. That I didn't want to do it like this. And he picked me up in a bear hug and stumbled into the bedroom. Tried to get away. But he threw me on the bed and then he fell on top of me. I couldn't move.
Mumbled something about a condom. What was she on? Must be on the pill. Not a druggie or homo or anything, so what was her problem? Anyway, we'd gone way past taking time out for condoms. Know what I mean? Starting to really piss me off. Thought she'd been around.
I tried to buy some time. I asked him to put on a condom. I thought I might be able to escape. I said I had some in my bag. Then he started to turn me over onto my front. I tried to get free. His head banged into mine and I felt something break. My nose started gushing blood.
Told her to shut up. Yakin doesn't do anything for me, but she just went on and on. So I turned her over. That quietened her for a bit.
I was suffocating. I couldn't get any air. My nose was still bleeding. I tried to calm him down. I said, why didn't we do it together? But he just pressed my face further into the pillow.
So I just went into free flow. After a while, she went along with it. Could tell she was experienced. Knew her way around a bloke's body. Then I got creative. Came up with a couple of new moves. Well, to be honest, seen them on the internet and decided to improvise.
I flattened myself into the bed to get some relief, but it didn't work. I managed to get my hands free. I scratched his legs, but it didn't make him stop.
Whoa. It was good. Best I'd had in a long time. Well, best ever, to be honest. She was some tigress.
The pain was unbearable. It seemed to last forever. I tried to relax so it wouldn't hurt so much, but it got worse. I felt I was going to pass out. He eventually rolled off me, but the pain didn't stop.
Asked if she wanted to freshen up, you know, take a shower. But the drink was catching up with her. We'd both had a few, so took one on my own.
It still hurt really badly. I put my hand down to rub myself, took it away. It was covered in blood and semen. I threw up on the bed. Then I dragged myself off. I tried to find my clothes. I left there as quickly as I could. I was barely able to walk.
When I got back, she was gone. had thrown up on the bed. Gross. Must have left out of embarrassment.
I stumbled down the street. I must have looked a sight. I couldn't get a taxi to stop. Thankfully, one eventually did. He wanted to take me to the hospital or to the guards. He said there'd be no charge. He was a nice guy. I couldn't stop crying. I persuaded him to take me home. I promised him I'd go tomorrow. He didn't want to leave until I called someone. I pretended to call Helen. I told him she was on her way. He gave me his number. He said if he needed him as a witness, he'd tell the guards what state he found me in. I thanked him, and he eventually left.
Brown panties were still there. Nice one. Very nice. Whipped the bedclothes off, lay on the mattress. Was knackered. Went to sleep with them between my legs.
I called in sick to work, but I couldn't put Helen off. She kept ringing and texting. She eventually showed up on my doorstep. She wouldn't go away. She nearly passed out when I opened the door. I still looked a sight. She helped me clean up. She got all the blood off my face. I had to cut some of my hair. She went to the chemist and bought arnica. She said it was good for bruises. She rubbed it on for me. She would have made a good nurse, Helen. She's wasted in sales. She wanted to take me to the hospital and the guards. She said I shouldn't let that bastard get away with it. But I said no. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to talk to her. But she wouldn't go away. I made her promise to tell no one. Not even Dave. Especially not Dave. She said he'd make mincemeat of him. I said no. She promised. I could see she wasn't happy, but knew she'd never break her word. That's why she's my best friend. I can always trust her.
Bumped into Pete, the sap we work with. Heard he was pretty tanked. Admitted it was one hell of a night. Didn't think Helen would approve. Like I said, Dave's too much under her thumb, even if she is a looker. Said the bird I pulled was much hotter. Did things I'd only ever dreamed of before. Looked at me blankly. That's the problem with Pete. Lacks imagination. Asked if I was seeing her again. Been there, done that, why pay for the t-shirt twice? See what I mean about Pete? Absolutely no imagination. Hey, see Blondie there? The other side of the bar. Giving me the eye all night. A right little hottie. Not Corey, you sap. She's with a bloke. No, the one with the mousy friend near the Jacks. Reckon we're well in there, all right. Sent them over two drinks. Sealed the deal, so to speak. She's not that bad looking. Beggars can't be choosers. When was the last time you got your hold, if ever? Anyway, every bird looks good in the dark, what? Get that down. Dutch courage. I'll go to the Jacks and on my way back order another round and ask them to join us. What do you say? So they're both gagging for it. Can't you tell? Don't know what kind of a sap you are. I have a good feeling about them. Yeah, it's going to be a great night. If you don't fuck it up. Just take your lead from me. Look and learn. You're in the company of a master at the top of his game.
When it happened, first I couldn't stop crying. Now I can't cry at all. I think about it all the time. Every second I spent in his flat, it just goes round and round in my head. I can't get it to stop. I'm not taking any test. How can I? I worked in sales. You need to be bubbly. Who'd buy anything from me now? Only when I go to the toilet. But it's getting better. I don't want anyone knowing what he did to me. I'm sure she's nice. And gentle. But no. No doctors. Then I fell outside a nightclub. I had to. My face. Has it? I don't look in the mirror anymore. Because I don't recognise who I see in it. You have been listening to Blind Date, written and directed by Colette Cullen. The part of Sophie was played by Charlene Gleeson. The part of Carl was played by Michael O'Kelly. If you have been affected by any of the issues raised in this programme, help is available from the Rape Crisis Centre. You can contact the National 24-Hour Helpline at 1800 77 8888 at any time of the day or night.
This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.